Ways to recover your hacked social media accounts, the cyber attack that causes more than the ransomware, a new technology that uses human teardrops to spot disease, and Amazon grows its medical care services with Medical One. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 99. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. We post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. We'd love to hear from you, so give us a call during the show with your computer, internet, cybersecurity comments and questions on our open studio line, 520-790-2040. Co-hosting today is Alan from the Cassidy Unscrewed Theater.
Hello, everybody.
All right. Good to have you with us, sir. And I'm going to shut off my phone here because my phone has been going off crazy today. We want to show some love to the expert technicians at Perfection Auto Works. We're getting a bit of relief with the gas prices and a little bit with the gas prices a little bit. But might still be a good idea to go over to Mike Emery for a check on your AC and performance parts to make sure you have a cool rest of the summer, as well as minimizing breakdowns during the heat. Take advantage of their free 26-point inspection at Perfection Auto Works and their mighty good AC service. For an appointment, call 520-323-8650. Again, 520-323-8650. We have a great show for you today, so let's get right into tech news for this week. You know, we've all experienced this. You get a strange text or phone call. I'll say strange text or email. Strange because it's from somebody that you know, but they rarely communicate with you. It's someone that you may have friended many, many years ago, but all of a sudden now they're communicating with you. Or maybe the reverse has happened. For some reason, people are receiving communication supposedly from you, but you're not actually sending out anything. What has happened, Alan? Somebody has been what?
Hacked.
Somebody has been hacked, right? So your friends may have been hacked. You might have been hacked. But what are the things that you can do if you believe that you have been hacked? So here are some things that you can do. This is a short list from an organization called staysafeonline.org. Again, staysafeonline.org. And these tips, only do these by phone call or face-to-face only, okay? Because if you're not sure of who you're dealing with, you want to make sure that you're dealing with the right person. Okay, here are the tips. Number one, notify all of your contacts that they may receive spam messages appearing to come from your account and to not click on any of those things. Have you ever gotten a message like that?
I have, and usually if it's somebody I haven't contacted a lot and they send me a weird link, that already sets off alarm bells for me.
Right. So if the reverse may happen, people may receive links from you. So send a message, a friendly message to all of your contacts saying, if you get a strange message from me, don't click on the link. Okay, that's the first thing that you do. Second thing, you want to be sure that your computer security software is up to date. And you want to do a scan for malware. Okay, you want to make sure that specifically malware, it's not necessarily viruses. A virus will make your computer malfunction, but it doesn't really give other people access. So it's malware and spyware that you really need to get rid of. There's a great program called Super Anti-Spyware that I use all the time. It's great. It picks up things that other programs don't pick up. So Super Anti-Spyware, strongly recommend that you do a run on that. So that was step number two. Step number three, you want to change all your passwords to all of your accounts that may have been compromised and other key accounts, because what the scammers will do is they'll use the compromising of one account in order to unlock other accounts. So once they have access maybe to your Amazon or to your Facebook or to your Snapchat or something, they'll use that in a way to try to get into your other account. So learn what it is, and then they'll use that relationship to try to break the other accounts. So if it's just one account that you're worried about that may have been compromised, chances are there's multiples. So you might want to go in and start changing multiples of your accounts. Make sure you're changing on anything that you use on a regular basis. You want to make sure that those are changed. And one more thing. This is very, very important. Nobody else talks about this. I'm the only one that knows that this goes on, because I don't hear anybody else talking about it. No other news medias are ever talking about this. But you also want to make sure that you're checking your email account for unauthorized forwarding addresses. What that basically means is on your email system, okay, there's an option on there that lets you forward all your mail. If there's an email in there, you need to go in there, you need to remove it. Because even if you change your email address, no, I'm sorry, even if you change your password, the person that put their email address in there will now get all of your changed emails. So even if you change your email, they're still going to get it. Okay? If you try to change the conversation, they can still see all of your conversations. And not only that, they can still have access to your two-factor authentication, and they can always go back in and change other passwords of other accounts because they still have that forwarding email. So make sure that that is empty. It's very, very important.
Is there another option about like getting off of social media altogether?
Yes. Yes, good riddance to you. Because, you know, that's the way, you know, before the show we were talking about, you know, a lot of these scams happen during conversations, but we're going to get into that conversation in just a moment. I do want to mention something about Amazon has bought a service called, they've bought this service called Medical One. So as of now, Amazon has this, they're trying to get more and more into the medical aspect of things. They're trying to become your grocery store. They're trying to become your doctor. They're trying to become all these things to you that you need. Okay. So now they're just a little bit more closer to becoming your doctor. So as of now, Amazon has this app called Amazon Care. So there's this app. It's called Amazon Care. And basically it's doctor visits online. And my wife and I, we were looking at it last night. We were thinking, okay, is this just for Amazon employees, or can like any company kind of subscribe to this for their employees? And there's wording that kind of suggests that it can, but the moment you go into Amazon Medical, the Amazon Care app, immediately, what does it ask for? Insurance. It wants your insurance switched over to there, right?
Of course they do.
Right. How else would it work, right? So they want your insurance information, but then you get to have access to all of their Amazon nurses. You got Amazon doctors. You got Amazon this, Amazon that. And you have all these Amazon stuff that's related to medical. So with their partnership with Medical One, now they will have access to more prescription drugs and deliveries. And they already are on top of all their deliveries and all that stuff. So that'll be very interesting stuff.
My sister's a doctor, so I'm going to have some questions for her when I'm off the show.
Have her call Amazon. Maybe they can use her.
That's the thing. I'll have to see her opinion on how she feels about being an Amazon doctor.
I have some other doctors looking into the situation, too. So, yes, I would like to do another report on that. So, hopefully that will be coming. Also, here's the part that I want to take a little bit of. By the way, that question, is it going to replace United Health Blue Cross? No, it's not an insurance. It is sort of like a replacement digital urgent care. That's kind of like what it's at. Okay, now here's what I want to spend a little bit of time on. The type of attack that surprisingly costs more than ransomware. So we see ransomware in the news a lot, and when you see why is ransomware so newsworthy? Because it what? Costs.
Yeah.
There's high dollar amounts, right? There's usually millions and millions of dollars worth of ransom being, and the media just loves big numbers, right? They say, oh, $1 million, you know, they had to pay out. But there's something else that even costs even more that gets very, very little media attention. And that is, I just had it here in my notes. It is called social engineering and business email compromise. Social engineering. So we know what social engineering is. What is it? It's a conversation. So we were talking before the show, Alan. When people have a conversation, if I initialize a conversation with you, I call you or send you an email, send you a text message, that gets all kinds of attention from the antivirus community, anti-everything, okay, when these conversations are started, whether it be email, text message. But once the conversation gets started, after they've gone through all of that, once a conversation has been established, that's when a twist may happen in the conversation. When that twist happens, what defenses are there after the conversation has started? It's your own.
It's all on us, yeah.
It's all on you. And we used to call this street smarts. Now, we can relate for a moment, you know, the old school way. So, like, if you're a parent, right? Parents teaching their children to be safe, you know, walking to school, being out in the street. What kind of things would a parent tell their children in order to be safe?
Don't talk to strangers.
All right. That's number one, usually. Be aware of people looking at you. Be aware of people around you. Be aware of your surroundings. Just being aware and being someone that looks like they're being aware. Okay.
Being less of a target.
Being less of a target, right. People like to target people that don't know what's going on or that don't look like they are alert to what is going on. So don't be that person. Don't be that person that looks like they don't know what's going on. So you don't want to walk with your head down. You want to send the message out that you are an alert person. That way you don't become a target. So it's important to know both of these, because it's not something that antiviruses and security programs are capable of protecting you from. Because a conversation or an interaction with another person can happen on any level. It could happen electronically. It could happen face-to-face. It could happen in a video conference even. Okay, there's even cases of that. A lot of the scammers, a lot of them originate in third world countries, but then they're also using a lot of money mules in places like the United States, UK, where they can actually have a visage, where they can even use AI and put a face in front of you and say, okay, well, that looks like a trustworthy person. I can trust this person. I'm going to send them my details. So you even have to be worried about even that. So even something as simple as adding a forwarding email, which only takes about 20 seconds. If I borrow your computer for 20 seconds, if you're at a coffee shop and your laptop is left open, you go to the bathroom, all I need is 20 seconds to get into your laptop, add my email address as a forwarding email address, and now I have access to just about everything that you have within 20 seconds. I just need 20 seconds, okay? Some people can probably do it faster, but I did it for myself, and it took I timed myself. It took me 20 minutes to hack myself. So how about that? But for a moment, I'll pretend that I am your digital parent, okay? So you want to how we protect ourselves in this digital environment, you want to always verify who you are talking to. That being in a text message, email, okay, or even a phone conversation. You always want to verify who you are talking to. This can even happen if you are in a back and forth conversation with somebody. Let's say that you're negotiating some sort of contract. Let's say that you're buying a house, right? Okay, let's say that you're a real estate agent. We're sending you messages, we're making appointments, and then I tell you, yes, I want to buy the house. Did you know that someone that was monitoring that email can now create an email that says, you can send the money to this account, you know, via wire transfer, you know, and then I'll send you the papers. If they send that email in the name of the real estate agent before the real agent does, don't you know that that person can wire that money and that money is now gone forever? This money that they were saving up potentially for a house or a down payment on a house, and now that money is gone. There's no way to get it back. Can you imagine that?
I don't want to.
But that's the world that we live in. You don't have a choice. You know, obviously, we would all have a choice of not wanting to do that, obviously.
The housing market is terrible enough.
All right. So the prevention tip, keep listening to the Computer Doctor Show for all your tips and protect yourself and put them into practice on a regular basis. We're going to take our midway commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Up next, science and tech history from this week and a technology that uses teardrops to spot diseases. This is the Computer Doctor Show. We'll be right back.
All right, kids, it's summer and we're going on vacation. Oh, yeah. Look at that, kids, the Grand Canyon. Wow. Oh, boy, the Redwood Forest. Those trees are over 2,000 years old. Mount Rushmore, how did they do that? Oh, man, Niagara Falls. You can almost feel the mist, kids. Oh, boy, wasn't that fun. Get the lights, dear.
All right, Steve, that's it. This family is so tired of staying at home and watching your old 8mm travel movies. Yuck. Would you please break down and take the car to Perfection Auto Works so we can have a real vacation?
This summer, take America by storm and don't miss out on the real thing. Perfection Auto Works will make your car road ready to see the good old USA, from brakes to tires, and our free 26-point inspection, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
USA in your Chevrolet.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Alan, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into the next segment, Alan, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Unscrewed Theater has been around for 8 years. We have two shows tonight. Go on the website, unscrewedtheater.org, find out our location, click on see a show. You can go ahead and sign up for the two shows tonight. We have a 7:30 family show and a 9 o'clock uncensored show. And we have classes if you want to learn improv starting August 6th.
Okay, very good. Here are some announcements. Instagram/Meta. Launched a new way to buy and sell products on Instagram called Meta Pay. It's part of the seller platform called Instagram Direct Professional, which allows buyers and sellers to chat and pay for a product right in the chat. So with those with a big following or have a business presence on Instagram, this is another way to boost your sales of your small business. Check out Instagram Direct Professional and Meta Pay. Some streaming news. Amazon Prime Video and Netflix are making some changes to their services. Amazon Prime adds a sports category that features all live sports and on a redesigned menu so that you can find your titles easier. And Netflix is trying out a add a home feature. That's add a home, because they're realizing that there's a lot of people out there that are sharing passwords, and now they're having multiple homes using one account. So the new thing is they can add two or three homes to their accounts for an extra fee, homes that can be added or deleted using the manager menu at any time. So that's something new from Netflix. Also, here in science and tech history, Alan, what do you have for us, science and tech history?
So tomorrow, July 24th, is the 53rd anniversary for the Apollo 11 returning to Earth.
Aha! Excellent. Very good. What else we have?
July 25th, 1978, which was 44 years ago, the first test tube baby born, Louise Brown, made headlines and is still alive today in England.
Wow. First test tube baby. And that was 1978. And I I'm 44 also, so that's, but I wasn't test tube.
I wasn't test tube, and my birthday was also 1978.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
There's a bunch of 78 babies here. Okay, what else we have?
July 26, 1989, which was 33 years ago, Robert Tappan Morris, a graduate student from Cornell University, was indicted on a felony charge. He was the first person convicted under the then-new Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, CFAA, for releasing a computer virus that disrupted thousands of computers throughout the U.S. in the fall of 88.
And that was the first computer virus, actually. So
first computer virus, first felony charge.
Well, he was the first person to be... I should say this. It was probably not the first virus, but the first person to be charged with distributing a virus.
A felony charge under a new act.
With the intent to cause harm. So I think that's where it's going with that. Okay. Now, here's our last story. A new technology that uses human teardrops to spot disease. And this is pretty interesting. Because we have our bloodstream, we have saliva, we have urine, we have other fluids in our body. I think there's like a total of 14 fluids. Just use your imagination.
It's weird that you counted.
I heard that somewhere that there's a total of 14, I think on like a TV show or something like that. But there's a total of 14 fluids. Teardrops is one of the 14 fluids. So apparently there is a Chinese-based research university that went through the trouble of trying to find out what kind of information can be extrapolated from these teardrops. So the Science News reported, like saliva and urine, tears contain tiny sacs stuffed with cellular messages. And apparently, if scientists could intercept these microscopic mailbags, they're talking about like the tear ducts, I guess, in your eyes. Like you see the bags under my eyes right here?
Yeah. Oh,
so
yes.
Apparently they have some sort of machine that they can go in your eye and suck out more tears. So
I'm glad that they're going directly for the tear ducts themselves and not making the patient cry.
I think doctors are pretty good at making patients cry, you know.
Especially if we're talking China.
Well, not only that, I don't know about you, but if a doctor says that something is not going to hurt, why would you even say it's not going to hurt if it's not, even if there's not the, you know, I'm afraid of needles, but I can.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about physical pain. I was imagining a Chinese doctor just emotionally devastating one of their patients.
Oh, okay. But if a doctor says that something will hurt, I wonder if pulling out tears is actually painful or not. But they found a way to intercept these microscopic mailbags, and they could offer new intelligence on what's happening inside the body. Collecting enough of these sacs is the challenge. So... The process is called exosomes. It's a tricky process of pulling out the tears. And they say that unlike fluid from other body parts, it's just a trickle of liquid leaks from the eyes. So that's why they had to create this new process of pulling the tears out. So go figure. So I guess the easy way, if you're very, very sad, that would be a good time to go to the doctor. Or maybe you can save your tears and find a way to get those to the doctor. Maybe they can do something with it. You probably have to ship it out to China though, because this is a thing that's only happening in China. Before we wrap up, just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, again for sponsoring our show. Stop by their location at Speedway Craycraft for your free 26-point inspection. And as always, don't click unverified links in emails or text messages. Use a password manager. Enable two-factor authentication. Verify all incoming and outgoing calls. Back up your system to the cloud. And listen to the Computer Doctor Show live on Saturdays and posted as podcasts on Tuesdays. If you missed any part of this episode, go to computerdoctorshow.com, click episodes, and find episode 99. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Alan co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.